I know I'm on the stack sometime.
Okay,
I've been asking.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I want to make a point of information, please.
Mary Berg, I have a point of personal privilege. My battery is about to be gone, so I will not be able to be on this call. I am not at home, and I have my right. I'm not going to be able to hear. I have a low battery. So
that's a real point of personal privilege. Thank
I will have to take the rest of the meeting off the minutes because I will not be able to have any phone to be on the call.
I am listening.
We have 2 hours for a half hour meeting, and my phone is dying.
Okay. The
thank you, Mary.
All right. The time.
Mary, thank you.
Okay.
I'm listening as long as I can, but I don't guarantee that I'll be able.
All right.
Bob, you asked for the information on what was noticed.
Go ahead.
Please.
Go ahead, Doc.
She just did.
No, we didn't hear anything.
Sarv?
Yes?
You asked for the notice from the LSB?
Please, can you read it?
And send it?
Sure, okay.
Yeah,
I'll
you can send it.
I'm forwarding.
Thank you.
Okay. Can you read it, please?
Sure, give me just a second. Okay. The meeting we've called for the 22nd is to cover all that you have brought up and to deal with the PNB motion. I would like to have had the meeting sooner, but I wanted to make sure that both you and George, as well as most of our other delegates, could attend. Thursday and Friday evenings this week were not good for you. This was to Michael from Bill Crozier. Saturday already has a pretty full schedule with other KPFT activities. Sunday afternoon was possible for both you and George, but a number of other delegates could not attend. Next Monday evening is bad for you. So Tuesday was the first day that most people could attend. I do want to allow our delegates to deal with the PNB motion as well as to air out all the issues involved. And I'm forwarding this and the rest of the dialogue to the PNB right now.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, may I offer a proposal motion now?
And I have just emailed a substitute motion as well to my own.
Mr. Chair,
all right,
ma'am.
So what we're going to do now from now on here on out, we just take amendments and substitute motions. Lydia has first. She is substitute. She's sending a substitute motion, right?
That's correct. To allow the KPFT.
Okay, and I'm going to read it. It says, is this the first part there? Whereas the Pacifica bylaws require the elections for directors to be conducted by instant runoff, where blah blah blah, where this. The motion passed with the PNB calls for no other resolution or action by the KPFT delegate assembly other than the tie-breaking coin toss. In the event the tie-breaking coin toss does not occur by Tuesday, January 22nd, both candidates will attend the PNB meeting where the coin toss will take place at the in-person meeting, and the KPFT PNB staff director shall not be seated until said coin toss is completed. Okay, that is the substitute motion. Is there any second to that?
Second.
Okay. So
move to amend.
All right. What's your amendment?
Move to amend that on Tuesday, when the KPFT local station board gathers for the coin toss, that the former local election supervisor can be the person who flipped the coin and ensure that the coin toss take place on Tuesday.
When you say former election, what does that
well,
mean?
Well, I take it that the election supervisor is off the job, but whoever the 2007-2008 local election supervisor for KPFT conduct the coin toss so as to ensure that it takes place on Tuesday.
What happens if he can't be there?
Do we pay her? This is Wendy. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, just a second.
Point of order.
Okay, first of all, let me see if anybody second this amendment. Okay, no second to the amendment. The amendment is not longer exist. Okay, next, anybody else?
Wendy.
Okay, go ahead, Wendy.
Levine.
You know, here's the problem, is that the Pacifica National...
Do you have an amendment, or you are a substituting motion, or are you talking to...
Wait, so if I start talking, what word should I use first to make you think that I'm doing the right thing?
Are you going to talk on the Lydia's motion, or are you going
to... I'm going to talk on the issue.
Issue of what now?
The issue of whether the Pacifica National Board orders the KPFT how to do their thing and whether they've already been not in compliance or not.
That's out of order.
I'm going to continue right now, and I'm just going to say...
That's out of order.
You know what? You guys would never let the Pacifica National Board tell your station who they're going to send to National.
That is out of order, and you can
challenge
the ruling of the chair.
What was I supposed to say to start it? Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Why am I against Lydia's motion? I'm going to tell you because...
Go ahead.
Because it is not up to CUG to deal with how KPFT elects their delegates. KPFT is a very well-meaning board. We are the only ones who do our evaluations of our managers. We're the only ones who do our town hall meetings. We're the only ones who do all the things that are in the bylaws, and we're doing it right now, and it is really outrageous the way this whole thing has gone down, and that you're going to let Michael Woodson tie you guys all up for your last meetings of this year. Thanks. 10 of us voted for him. We're going to talk about it on Tuesday and decide how to resolve it. We're going to go with what the PMB said. We were only told last Tuesday we're going to go with it next Tuesday. It's in 2 days. Why is this on the Pacifica National Board agenda right now? That's what I want to know.
Thank you. We are at time.
Call for a question.
And the question has been called. Is there a second to it?
Second.
Okay. The question has been called. It's seconded. Is there any objection to ending debate? No objection to ending debate. Let's see, Mary Berg is not there, so I guess I'll have to take the roll call.
Don't forget to write it down.
Mr. Chair, my computer is giving me trouble. Can you read the motion, please?
The motion is, whereas the Pacifica bylaws require...
I can still...
Mary Berg?
She's alive.
Are you alive?
This phone didn't die yet, I guess.
Okay.
So I can try to take this on the state as well as you can write on.
Roll with it, Mary.
We're taking a vote.
Hurry.
On Lydia Berzon's motion.
Can we read the motion for me, please?
All right. So the roll here is, this is the motion, it'll be on the I guess I'll have to get it on that. Which is the motion that we're doing?
She just sent it, and if you don't have a computer, I can read it for you.
Right.
Read it.
Okay. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws require that elections for LSB staff directors be conducted by instant runoff voting. And whereas in the 2008 election for KPFT staff director, Article 16, Section B of the Pacifica bylaws, which provides for IRV voting, regarding resolution of tie votes was not followed. Whereas the result of the 2008 KPFT staff director election violated the bylaws in the method used to determine the winner. And whereas the motion passed by the PNB was not complied with in the designated time frame. The motion passed by the PNB calls for no other resolution or action by the KPFT delegate assembly other than the tie-breaking coin toss. In the event the tie-breaking coin toss does not occur by Tuesday, January 22nd, both candidates will attend the PNB meeting where the coin toss will take place at the in-person meeting and the KPFT PNB staff director shall not be seated until said coin toss is completed. Okay? And Mary, if you don't have it, I'll send it to you. And go ahead and take a roll call.
Mary?
Mary Berg?
Maybe her phone died this time.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe Wendy,
No, or Sarv, why don't you go ahead and do as planned and take it?
Oh, okay.
And we can all write it down, so.
Wait a minute. Somebody needs to have a list of who's on the board. I would have said yes, Sarv, if I had the list right
okay.
in front of me.
Bob, can you do that?
Conflict of interest.
Okay, Bob.
I'll get it.
Don't talk, Wendy.
Hey, please, everybody, hold off.
Point of information.
What's that?
Does someone have the list?
Oh my goodness, everybody's so wild up here.
Point of information, Lavore.
Just a second, Lavon. Let me, first of all.
Thank you.
No, let me get here. No, thank you. I'm busy here. I'm trying to find out our board members. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. What? I think.
Just a second.
Bob, well, no, I think.
Bob, do you have a list right handy?
Okay, yeah, I do now.
Would you take the roll call, and then I'll write it down as you do that.
Okay. Okay. Mary Berg.
Phone's dead.
Okay. Evelyn Bethune.
No.
Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
A.C. Bird.
Yes.
Lisa Davis. Lisa Davis. Okay, I'll come back. Ray LaForest.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Okay, Lisa votes yes. Ray LaForest. I didn't hear you, Ray.
I pass.
Pass, okay.
Yes.
Ambrose Lane.
Yes.
Margaret Prescott.
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rawline. Sandra Rawline. Okay, I'll come back. Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Okay, Thomas Ruffin. Thomas Ruffin. Okay, I'll come back. Wendy Schrell. Wendy Schrell. Okay, I'll come back. Don White. Don White. Okay, LaVarne Williams.
I had a point of information that I thought Sarv had recognized, and then he asked you to read the members.
We're in the middle of a roll
in the
call.
This was before the roll call started.
Donna White here.
Don, how do you vote?
No.
Okay. LaVarne Williams?
Oh, absolutely no.
Okay. Michael Woodson?
I can't vote. I refuse myself.
Okay. I forgot to call on myself, actually. Bob Lederer, I vote yes. And back to the people we didn't hear from, Mary Berg. Okay, Sandra Rawline. Thomas Ruffin. Wendy Schrell. Okay, is there anyone else who has not yet voted who would like to vote?
Ray passed.
Ray?
Oh, right, yes.
I would, yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyone else hasn't voted? Okay, I count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes. Sorry, 8 yes and 1, 2, 3 no.
We need a labor union.
Okay. So the motion passes?
Yes.
Move to adjourn.
And there's a motion
second.
To adjourn.
Good night.
And any second?
It was a second already.
Okay. Good night.
Thank you.
And I'll see you in Houston.
See you in New York.
Newark.
Yes, thank you all very much.
Derby.
To turn off the music, press 1.